This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Flunkies and junkies, welcome to this week's episode of the NWA Saturday Special. You didn't think we were going to take the week off just because it's WrestleMania week, did you? It's a big week for wrestling. Always a big week for wrestling. If you're listening to this on Saturday morning, later today in the afternoon, Impact actually has a show today, Hardcore Justice, which will end right around the time night one of WrestleMania begins. I'm sure that the McMahon family is hoping this is the last of the two-night deals, as next year they will hopefully try to bring back 106,000 in Dallas. Anyway, it's a busy week, but the NWA did have a show this week, and that's why we are here, to give you all things National Wrestling Alliance. Let me bring in my cohort, the Doctor, Dr. G, Dr. Bellino. How are you?
Yo, what up?
What's going on? Another week, sir. You didn't think you weren't going to take the week off, even though it's WrestleMania weekend. And I love the quote you said to me earlier in the week. Who's wrestling? That's like my favorite thing from you all the time. We talk about WWE. Who's on the show?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Is Nick Aldis on this show? He's not. Doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything.
Who cares? Anyway, if you want to hear everything WWE, check out, the most recent episode of Place to Be Nation's main event. Myself, Nate, and Steve, we previewed NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver, which, as we're talking now, has happened, and the two nights are up. Check if our picks were good. Mine were terrible, but it was a good show. I enjoyed it. I watched both parts, and I enjoyed them both. And we previewed, if you're listening to this Saturday, we previewed tonight and tomorrow night. So join us this coming week. We'll be back in our regular Friday slot, and we'll recap the weekend and look ahead to how the rest of the spring into the summer goes. But that's that. This is this. This is this, as Robert De Niro once said. NWA Power, episode 24, happened this past week, Doctor. And very tag team heavy. We had some tag team action. Our tag team champions were on the camera, as well as a big announcement from your aforementioned NWA World's Heavyweight Champion, the National Treasure, Nick Aldis. He had an announcement. And of course, our World Television title was on the line this week. So let's dive in. Let's hop right in. No more.
Let's do
gum.
It.
Let's no more gum flapping. Well, we are going to flap our gums. But so, of course, it dropped on Fight TV this past Tuesday, April 6th. We opened the show with a recap video of last week. The whole saga involving Nick Aldis and Trevor Murdoch and Chris Adonis. And of course, the episode ended with Chris Adonis winning the NWA National Heavyweight Championship over Trevor Murdoch after he got jumped earlier in the show. And then little Dokken fires up and we are in the GPB studios, sir, for this week's Power. We go right to the announced desk and Joe Galli is there. Tim Storm is there, and the world's tag team champions are sitting in the third seat, Aaron Stevens and Kratos, and Joe Galli, and they talk about it, and they're saying, oh, you know, we're scouting some talent tonight. This week's episode, very tag team heavy. Two of our three matches were tag team matches. Looking ahead. While they were sitting there, out came Sal Rinaro. Now, if you remember, Doctor, I believe it was last week's episode. Yes, it was last week's episode. Sal Rinaro wanted a match with the tag team champions. According to Aaron Stevens, he didn't say a title match. He said, I want a match. And then Sal Rinaro's complaining about not getting a phone call or whatever. And Aaron Stevens kind of threw a little funny shade at him. But it seems like, Doctor, that after having a little dissension a couple of weeks ago, that Kratos and Aaron Stevens seem to be back on the same page as tag team champions.
They do. It doesn't mean that they are, but they're giving that appearance. Sure. Like I mentioned last week, I think if they are going to have a feud between those two eventually, or if they're going to have them break up, it's going to take time. They're going to really, brew this feud a little bit because we don't know when the next pay-per-view is going to be.
Right.
I mean, again, I could be totally off base here, but it does seem like that those two eventually will probably be broken up. You know, you'll see them lose the belts to another team.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You
know, that's when there'll be that dissension. So I don't know, but you know, this Sal Renaro, it's like he just comes out every week. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see who his tag team partner is going to be. Is it going to be somebody that's new to the NWA?
I know. You know, they didn't really establish whether or not it's a title match. Aaron Stevens said this has to go through the NWA board of directors. Look at that, huh? Kind of like Jack Tunney in the championship committee. So we'll see. Anyway, they keep talking. They leave. And
so is it the Smashing Pumpkins sitting in a conference room making that decision?
And it's funny. I was in the car listening to Lithium Top 100 on Sirius XM. And just as I got out of the car, 1979 played. So very fitting that we were about to record and I was listening to the Smashing Pumpkins in the car. That would be very funny, though. You want a tag team called Siamese Dream or Cherub Rock or something? That'd be pretty funny. Anyway, our first tag team match of the evening, Aaron Stevens and Kratos leave. So actually, Dr. G, for the first time since this pairing, we actually have Joe Galli and Tim Storm do a match on their own. And I got to say, just the two of them, I kind of like their chemistry.
Their chemistry is pretty good. I don't mind it. I don't think you need a third person. I really don't.
I don't either. I honestly don't either. So so anyway, our first match is a team called The End. And it's Paro, who we saw last week, and a guy named Odinson, who kind of looks like, he looks a little like Hammerstone, only a little smaller, with a big tattoo on his chest. And his opponents are Tom Latimer and Chris Adonis, our national champion, technically members of Strictly Business, as Kyle Davis announced. So is Chris Adonis, sounds like he is officially in Strictly Business. So no longer an associate, kind of like, you know, associates with the Anderson cousins kind of thing. Anyway, the match was not bad. Paro and Odinson are big dudes. And they went back and forth, and the match was pretty solid. We actually had some split-screen action, which I thought was kind of funny because we haven't seen that on Power in a while. Camille comes out to distract the ref, and Odinson took it – or was it Paro? No, it was Odinson took it on the apron and got laid out. And then Paro got laid out by Latimer on the other side of the ring. Eventually – Odinson would get put in the master lock and the referee would call for the bell. So Strictly Business, excuse me, Strictly Business gets the win in 6 minutes and 28 seconds.
They're really, really building up Adonis to be, you know, unstoppable.
Yeah. He's a player right now. Yeah. Well, you know, he's got WWE cred. He's a guy people know. So it's not a stupid move to do. Before we get into the post-match stuff, what were your thoughts on the match? What do you think of this Paro and Odinson team?
Yeah, they weren't too bad. You know, it's funny because some of the matches are just throwing guys together. But it's working. You know, there's some chemistry. I mean, Adonis and Latimer, you know, obviously they're kind of thrown together too. It's not like they work together all the time.
Right.
But I like what they're trying to do. I like watching, you know, Strictly Business. You know, you can't have a main event match every week. So it's nice to see a little bit of domination, especially from Adonis. I mean, they're really, really building up Adonis to be a big major heel in the NWA, which I like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. And I think they need to build this tag division. We've talked about it for a while now since the show restarted, even before that, that when they got things going, they needed to restart the tag division and really get it.
They're not bad as a tag team, though, Latimer and Adonis. I mean, obviously,
not at all.
Is the national heavyweight champion, but you know they work pretty well together. You know, this Strictly Business group is the modern day Four Horsemen. You know, that's basically
they
what
are.
They're, you know. And again, I don't have a problem with recycled storylines or whatever you want to call it, or even groups. You know, maybe just under different names. You could do that as long as you do it right. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, you don't just stop. Well, I agree. I mean, you don't just stop doing factions because one faction happened. You know, there would have been no DX or anything if there wasn't a Four Horsemen. You got to do that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, and, but, you know, a lot of people could say, well, you know, Nick Aldis is kind of acting a little bit like Ric Flair. Yeah.
Well, he is.
There are similarities between Flair and Aldis, but Aldis has his own touch to it, to the personality. It's a little different mm-hmm. from Flair.
Right.
But he has that flamboyance like Ric Flair. He has that aura mm-hmm. that Ric Flair had as NWA World's Heavyweight Champion.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you on that. So Strictly Business off to a good start as they get a tag team win. So right after the match, Camille's in there celebrating. Thunder Rosa comes out, and I love when she speaks Spanish fast. It's kind of turn on there. But she starts talking really, starts jaw-jacking with Camille from the apron, and she starts going crazy. Of course, Thunder Rosa lost the number one contenders match at Back for the Attack to Camille. And so Camille will get a future title shot with our women's world champion.
Thank God we're not selling any Blue Chew on this podcast. We were in a lot of trouble tonight.
Serena Deeb. Well, Thunder Rosa's by Blue Chew. Amongst a few other great women's workers in this company. But they're all good workers. Of course, Thunder Rosa, I think, is one of the best wrestlers in the world. Anyway, she goes to the table. She's fired up. She tells Camille to be very fired up. That feud's far from over. Then out comes Taryn Terrell with her little kind of flowery thing on. She starts giving some shade to Thunder Rosa. If you need my help, I'm here for you. Then out comes Melina, and she says the same thing. So Thunder Rosa pretty much loses it and says, I don't need anybody's help. I was the NWA Women's World Champion or World Women's Champion. Is it World Women's Champion? I think it's World Women's Champion. For quite a while, I don't need anybody's help. So she walks off. So interesting dynamic there. The women's division starting to
galvanize. It is. I'm trying to figure out where they're going with that one.
Yeah. Something tells me Taryn Terrell and Melina are going to end up working together. And you're not going to turn Thunder Rosa heel. She's an amazing babyface. So. Then we go to Mae Valentine backstage, and she's interviewing Trevor Murdoch, who still has a neck brace on, and he pretty much wants Nick Aldis. He says he's the one that sat on his ass and is a big hypocrite, and he thinks cost him the national title. So I don't know, Dr. G, are we looking at future number one contender Trevor Murdoch for the World's Heavyweight Championship?
Why not? Yeah. You know, Trevor Murdoch could go in the ring. And again, has that WWE experience, kind of like Adonis. Has a little bit of a name, some cred. I think you're seeing now Nick Aldis. He's just not going to be in one feud. He's going to be like Ric Flair was back in the 80s. He's going to be, he's going to be a part of almost every feud that's on the program.
Yep.
One way or another.
I agree. Velvet Sky comes back to the table. She's still, it's not really what she's saying. It's just the fact that she has no energy. She literally sounds like she's helping some 18-year-old, sew his oats over the phone with a
doing that in the ring tonight. You know, like she's talking like she's, like we're on a, one of those, 900 lines or something.
Oh, she's asking, she's helping out an 18-year-old. Sew his oats. So maybe this is how she talks to Bubba Ray. Who knows? Do you want to put me through a table? I'd love for you to put me through a table. Anyway, that brings us to our second tag match of the night, the War Kings. So our boy Sean Kidd called it when we were doing the Back for the Attack Twitch special. And that is that the War Kings, which is, of course, Jax, Dane, and Crimson, back together, former OVW Tag Team Champions, and they take on the team of Mims, not just Matthew Mims now, but Mims and his tag team partner, Dr. G. Fucking Slice Boogie. Man, this guy.
Your pal.
He's just taking over the GPB, baby. And with another tag match. Kyle Davis,
those tights, those Mets looking tights. That's what all you want.
I do. It's like the 2013 All-Star Game tights. It's like if there was a pay-per-view during the All-Star Game that year. By the way, Kyle Davis, we talk about Velvet Sky. Kyle Davis is an abysmal ring announcer. Fumble, he doesn't know what he's saying. He talks funny. His cadence is off. He's definitely no Gary Michael Capetta or he's definitely not Howard Finkel. That's no doubt about that. But he's barely David Penzer or Gary Michael Capetta. So he's terrible. We need Sean Mooney. Mooney would even be better at it. Anyway,
Mooney.
So the War Kings take on Mooney. So the War Kings take on Mims, who we saw last week, and Slice Boogie. Pretty good match back and forth. At one point, Jax Dane.
You look at this on paper. I have to be honest with you. I thought that it was going to be the War Kings pretty much dominating. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess I was wrong on that one.
Yeah, I thought Mims was going to be. It was going to be like when Lanny Poffo would team with Jose Luis Rivera. You know, like Slice Boogie would get some moves in, tag into Mims, and then Mims would get the shit kicked out of him and eat the pin. Did not happen. Jax Dane actually gets knocked out. He gets hit from behind, hits the floor hard, and does not come back into the match. The match time is 7:20. So I would say for the last 6 minutes of the match, Crimson pretty much wrestles alone. It's pretty much a handicap match. But he holds his own. He hits some big moves, some sidewalk slams, a couple of corkscrews. But Mims and Slice Boogie pull off the upset in 7 minutes and 20 seconds. So then Jax Dane, meanwhile, literally did not move the last 5 minutes of the match on the outside. He was out. Out come the crew to attend to him, and Crimson's kind of getting in his face like, dude, what are you doing? So maybe that's the first tag team that's going to break up and not...
Little dissension in the ranks, and again, a shocking win in my mind. And you know, Slice Boogie's had a nice little run. Now he's 3-0 on power.
3-0.
Oh, not throwing it because he won on the pay per view, right? And then power last week.
That's true. So technically, he's 4-0. He won it back for the attack. He won in the first episode of power. Last week, he beat Jeremiah Plunkett. And then this week, a tag team win. Slice Boogie is 4-0
in the that's right. NWA. Okay. So we're in our third power. See, I'm getting myself confused. Okay, so yeah, he's 4-0. You're right. Correct. Okay.
4-0.
The weeks are going flying. I can't even keep up with them.
Guess what? Goldberg better watch his back. Because we got an undefeated streak going, baby, and it's Slice Boogie.
Oh, yeah.
4-0, Goldberg. 4-0. But I was surprised.
I was too. Slice Boogie. I mean, you look at it on paper and we're like, oh, okay. You know, your Slice is going to get his moves in just like you said. And then, you know, you figured, okay, then Mims is going to take the fall here, and that did not happen.
No, it did not. Mims and Slice Boogie in 7 minutes and 20 seconds gets the win, and maybe some dissension between Jax Dane and Crimson. Interesting.
Crimson did a pretty good job, though.
Yeah, he did. No, he held his own. I mean, again, he wrestled for 5 minutes of this 7:20, maybe 5.5 minutes, and he held his own. He was drilling guys with... He was drilling guys with corkscrew pile drivers and sidewalk suplexes, and he got the job done. He was working it. So Mims and Slice Boogie might be getting a future world tag team title shot. What do you think?
Oh, you're getting all excited here.
Yeah, I know, huh? So after that, we get a commercial break. When we come back, we get the moment we've been waiting for. Out comes the National Treasure, our world's heavyweight champion, Nick Aldis. And Aldis says he is, and, you know, big announcement, been talked about all week. He said, oh, I'm going to announce the newest member of Strictly Business. No, he is not. He has announced that Strictly Business is in open recruiting. Did you hear that, Sean Kidd? Open recruiting to join Strictly Business.
Interesting.
Very, very interesting.
Are you the next member of Strictly
Business? I might be. I look good in a track jacket, so you never know. And he also said that all spots are open, which means that if you're Tom Latimer or Camille, what are you thinking right now? He said no one is safe. That's very interesting. So, what are your thoughts on this exceptional interview by your world's champion?
I love him. I mean, he's just the cadence in which he talks, the way he carries himself. He's just such a heel, but you love him.
Yep. Yeah, you do.
It's like, but again, it has that Ric Flair aura about him. And he just comes out there and he just pretty much, you know, he's the boss. He's the leader of Strictly Business.
Yep.
There's no two ways about it. That's
nope. You're exactly right.
Don't get mixed up. He's the man. And I like the whole thing about open recruiting because I think you will see some more members. So it's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Who will be the next member? I mean, I guess, are we considering Adonis an actual member now?
Well, when Kyle Davis announced them in the first match, he said Strictly Business members, Tom Latimer and Chris Adonis. Now, right. Adonis didn't have the slick track jacket, but we'll see.
I don't know if that was just a mistake on his part or if that's totally true.
It might have been because Kyle.
But it might have. Even if it's not Adonis yet, it will be Adonis. And then who's going to be after Adonis? That's going to be the question. But, he's just got that way about him. It's just this aura. I love when Nick Aldis comes out. I really do. And they were pumping up his website a little bit for that special figure they made.
Action figure, yeah.
Action figure. But when we went on the site, it was actually sold out. It was signed. It was like $44.99, but it was like you could get it signed, but they're all sold out. So there's an underground.
I thought it was funny that they kept. I thought it was funny that they kept having it beat the Ultimate Warrior. I thought that was funny.
Yeah,
the Ultimate Warrior figure. But anyway, I'm sorry. You were saying?
No, I'm just saying that there's a real underground fan base for the NWA. You know, it's funny because things were kind of quiet, obviously, over the last year, and then when this stuff was coming back, all these different chat groups opened up. All these different Facebook pages were created.
Groups, yeah,
I mean, you just saw like an explosion about it. I think really people like the old school studio wrestling. I really do. I think people have even more of an appreciation for it after this past year. And, just adding that little bit of crowd noise, the 10 or 12 people, whatever, that's, on staff, just adding just keeps it just enough to where, you get that old school feel, the old 605 feel.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%.
Nick was on target again, as usual.
Yes, he was. It was a good promo. And it kind of gets you going about what the heels are thinking or guys that could turn heel that are baby faces now, we'll have to see. Or guys that could be coming on the scene, like Andrade. He'd be a good member of Strictly Business. Oh, yeah.
He would be.
Yes, he would.
Is that Sal Renaro's partner?
Maybe it is. Maybe that's what they're working on. Maybe they're waiting, That brings us to our final match of the show and our main event, which was held off a week. The World's Television Championship is on the line. Your champion, the Pope, taking on Fred Rosser, who, of course, won that triple threat match a couple weeks ago. The Pope comes out looking all resplendent. And Fred Rosser, as always, very, very stoic and firm in his resolve. And the 6:05 clock started. And I got to say, Doctor, I think this was the best Pope match we've seen so far. We were disappointed. He was a little rusty on, at back for the attack against Latimer. But he was on this past week against Fred Rosser. He was crisp in his moves. He did a couple of moves off the top rope. He did kind of like set himself up by literally hopping from the ring canvas to the top rope, which I've only ever seen RVD do. And it was a good back and forth. And in 5 minutes and 46 seconds, the Pope wins the match. So he retains
the Pope looked really, really crisp in this match.
I thought so, too.
Well,
and
both
Fred Rosser did as well.
But the Pope really, really was on, and I love the Pope. I mean, he's just very entertaining. Mm-hmm. He's not doing a bad job, kind of being a face, you know. He's kind of, I think, consider him more of like a tweener, but I guess right now we consider him a face. He's doing a pretty good job, but he's even better as a heel, though.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And right as the match ends, out comes Austin Idol and his guy Tyrus, and they start throwing some shade and breaking balls, and we go off the air. But before we go off the air, Joe Galli says that this coming week is a special show called Power Surge, which he says has content you can only find here in the NWA.
Are you going to be able to handle the surge?
I think so. It's like, maybe they should call it Power Breach. Now, that would be really great. Because if you want to go into the Power Breach, that's even better than into the Surge. Anyway, so Joe Galli says we're going to have a show called, I guess it's going to be Power Surge this coming Tuesday. And he says that as we go off the air. So obviously we are looking ahead to a Pope Tyrus feud. I don't know if I totally look forward to that because Tyrus needs to, get some cardio. I like having Austin Idol in NWA. I think he adds some foundation.
Do you want to see if like he has an actual wig? Don't you want to like just pull on that
I
hair?
I do. I feel like that's not his real hair. No, I feel like he looks like
like Jesse.
Like Jesse, yeah. Howard Finkel, God rest his soul. Good show this week. Very quick. Very quick Christmas
it was,
show.
It was, but you know what? It moved along really nice. I thought the last match was probably the best match.
Yep.
I think the most shocking match, obviously, was the tag team match with Slice Boogie and Mims. I was not expecting that.
No, I wasn't expecting it at all. I'm liking the fact, by the way, I am also, on a side note, I am liking the fact that Thunder Rosa is hanging around because everyone thought, she's gone. She's off to AEW. No, she's not. No, she's not.
Well, she signed through the end of this year.
Yeah, she's hanging around the NWA. She's still involved in feud. She's still jaw-jacking with Camille. That'll tell you something, Dr. G. That Thunder Rosa-Camille feud is getting hotter and hotter. And
it is.
It's going to keep going. It's not over.
I agree. I think we'll probably see Thunder Rosa occasionally still on AEW Dynamite, but and it keeps the NWA name even, gives it a little bit more exposure. Mm-hmm. But the Thunder Rosa Camille feud's got to stay on the NWA shows.
Yeah, I can't see Camille going on like Dynamite. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. A good episode this week, again, pretty crisp. I think the running time was about 45 minutes, so you figure it's an hour with commercials, if there were commercials. I think the Strictly Business stuff is good. I like the fact that they're kind of building this, building this heel faction, but keeping it very fluid. But Nick Aldis is definitely locked in right now. You could tell he's been chomping at the bit during this
with
pandemic.
Calls and all this.
Yes. You could tell that this was a guy that's been chomping at the bit the entire pandemic to just go out and be the man again,
Exactly.
And I appreciate that. I applaud that. So good episode.
And he's working hard behind the scenes, too.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. He's one of the producers along with Aaron Stevens and a few other guys. So they're definitely, it's definitely a tight knit group behind the scenes at the NWA.
No doubt.
So I'm very happy about that. I'm glad that they've stuck behind Billy, and things are cooking. That's about it.
And it was a good show.
Yes, it was. And that pretty much is it for this week. Nice quickie, a quick show this week. Obviously, NWA, not the highlight or not the showcase this week. Of course, it is WrestleMania weekend. So WWE, the flamethrower, is at the forefront. And that's fine. Occasionally, a good brisk show does not hurt. Check out all the great stuff, not just the PTB Wrestling Network, but on all of our feeds. Again, Main Event, senior video dropped this week. Tyler and Jacob continue their countdown of their GWCW ballot, as we concluded ours, Doctor, a few weeks ago. Later today, if you're listening to this on Saturday, later today, the newest episode of Wrestling's Chicken Salad will drop. Ben Locke and his crew, they're doing their second WrestleMania episode. First thing they did was WrestleMania 9. I believe this time they are doing WrestleMania 27. So that was, of course, the one in Atlanta. So check that out. And good stuff coming this week, including a new episode of the Saturday Special. The PTB Pop Experience, Andy Atherton and his guys over there and girls doing great stuff. The Jenny Position. The No-So Feed, as somebody made their, will be making their No-So debut very soon. Yeah. Stay tuned for that. I wonder who that could be. I don't know either. TeePublic.com, all of your great PTB merch. Just go to TeePublic.com, type PTBW in the search, and you can wear and get all sorts of great stuff with your podcast logos on it. Well, and I've been mentioning this, and I'm still talking with our creative group. We're working on some alternative logos and stuff, some of our catchphrases, cool stuff like that. So stay tuned to all the great stuff over there on TeePublic. Doctor, always a pleasure. You can find the doctor, of course, on Twitter at PTB, at Dr. GPTB. You can find
pleasure
me.
Pleasure is all yours.
Larry Zbyszko. Love Larry. I actually recommended the War Games match from WrestleWar 92 to my friend Tiffany today, who's a big wrestling fan, but she's younger. So I think she's only like 32. She wanted to watch a War Games match. I said, well, don't watch any of those NXT ones. They're good, but you got to watch this one. So I led her to our number three match, Doctor, on our ballot. Sting's Squadron and the Dangerous Alliance.
I'm interested to see what she says.
I am as well, from WrestleWar 1992. So you can follow the doctor at Dr. GPTB, and you can follow me at PTB Podfather on Twitter, and of course follow the brand at Place to Be Nation. Check out the Place to Be Facebook page, the group where we all hang out and have fun. Every day our music department does a different genre song. Jennifer Smith, Matt Souza, Steve Bennett, they put a different song up every day depending on the day. Could be hip-hop, could be rock, classic rock, new rock, pop, freeform day, all sorts of fun stuff. So that's our little music department at the Place to Be. That'll do it. Have a great weekend. Enjoy WrestleMania. I think it'll be a lot of fun. There'll be some good matches here and there. Join us for the Twitch feed. There'd be two Twitches this weekend. I want to mention that. If you're listening to this on Saturday, there's one tonight. If you're listening to this on Sunday, there's one tonight. Callum McDougall will be hosting WrestleMania Twitch shows for both nights. Tonight, if you're listening to this on Saturday and Sunday. And on Monday morning, here on the feed, the four times a year we simulcast with our good friends from the Kings of Sport Patreon, myself and the Godfather Nate Milton, co-hosting the Chain Reaction Pod, where we will give our reactions and recap the two nights of WrestleMania. So that'll drop both on the Kings of Sport Patreon and on the PTB Wrestling Network. So check that out. It should drop sometime Monday morning. Doctor, it's always a pleasure. Another pleasure was all
yours. The pleasure is all yours.
Have a great week. Enjoy WrestleMania. We'll talk to you next Saturday. I am Scott. He is the doctor. And you're not.
Ciao. Drawn in.
into the past.